your take on that one?
Yeah, I thought it was a terrific game. Again, you know, there's not much between the teams, and there hasn't been for a few seasons now. And it's sometimes just about a wee bit brilliance, a wee bit luck. And today I thought Dunfermline started the better team. Fortunate with the goal in terms of there's a couple of ricochets and a block, there are a couple of ricochets, but what a finish, really good finish. And at that time, yeah, I couldn't argue with the fact they were ahead. And I thought they had the better of the first half hour, and then we started to come into it a bit better. We're unlucky, Shane's header hits the bar, and for a couple of good chances it just scrambled away. And so we felt a wee bit disappointed to be 1-0 down, but we didn't feel we played our passing game as well as we could in the first half, so we tweaked the formation. And second half, much better. You know, we started to dominate the ball, started to dominate the chances, put good crosses in, but I thought Watson and Murray, excellent. Heading balls away, blocks, making sure they're protecting their keeper. But we got a great goal, it's a hell of a finish. It's, you know, that's unstoppable, nobody's saving that. And then we felt we could go on because we had the bit between our teeth, we were on top of the game, and we're creating problems every time we went forward. And I don't think Dunfermline had got over the halfway line second half for a while. And then suddenly, the last couple of minutes, we got nervous and started to give away silly fouls. And one thing you know about Dunfermline is that they're unbelievably big threat, and they had a couple of chances that they might have thought they could have nicked it. So I think, you know, given the overall, I think when both managers think they could have nicked it, probably a draw was about right. We just felt with our second half dominance we could have taken all 3 points, and I actually used Dunfermline as a perfect example, because I don't think there's a great deal of difference between teams, but there are 5 places, mm-hmm. 6 places difference. And the reason is Dunfermline have been a little bit more streetwise in the first quarter of or first round of games. And I mean that by they've turned losses into draws. They were 2-0 down at Raith, 3-0 down at Dundee, they turned them into a point. And they've turned draws, 2-2, Queen of South scored a late winner, 0-0 Arbroath scored a late winner. So they've turned draws into wins, and they've turned defeats into draws. And if you just look at those examples, those 4 games, that's 6 points they've picked up, and that's the 6 points that we're behind. And that's where we have to get better. You know, we needed to turn that kind of game there into a win, as Dunfermline have done. So as I say, I'm not disappointed with performance. I thought we played really, really well second half. I'm disappointed for the players again, as I say, because had we played like that for the whole 90 minutes, then there was an opportunity to win. But it's so tight, you know, as I say, Dunfermline have got that wee breathing space there because of what they've done, and they've done it really well. And the other teams, ourselves, Morton, Ayr, Dundee, and Raith Rovers, we've been not winning these games or drawing the games, and that's allowed a wee gap to open up. So, as I say, we push on now. It's with a shortened league, you need to pick up points, and we need to start picking up points again. Arbroath on Saturday, we have to go there and be ready for a battle, because it will be a battle, and keep it going. But as I say, we've brought a few more senior players back tonight. The young boys come on, done great. Kennedy and Mackay come on, made a difference for us, and that's what we need to do. Everybody to pull their weight.
Aaron Doran was taken off at half time.
Yeah, well, he got a fair dunt on the side of his head, and the docs checked him, doesn't think there's anything untoward, but he was just feeling a little bit lightheaded, and he got a really numb hand, which is an unusual thing. So we just decided there was no point taking a chance. And then say, when you've got, you know, we gave Kai a rest because he's only a young lad, he's only 18, but what a difference he made second half as well. So it shows you what he's capable of. He started to cause problems towards Dunfermline, so he should be fine. And we've got him checked over the doctor again. We're going to take him up to A&E just to be 100% sure, but he should be okay.
Real quality in the finish from Miles, and Ryan.
He's got it in him, and I say Miles can be frustrating. He's got everything you want for a centre forward. He's quick, he's strong, he's good in the air, he's two-footed, and he's capable of that. When he doesn't have to think about it, he can be devastating, and that's what it was. And it's going to take something like that because of the way Dunfermline defended. And there's other times, you know, Miles can step over the ball or miscue it, and that's what he's got to learn. Is he can bring us so much when he's and when he scored, he was a completely different player. He was lively. Suddenly his confidence was up. But as I say, he's capable of giving us so much more than that in terms of finishing. Asking Shane, you know, asking the likes of Doran and Mackay and Todorov. So, as I say, we've got most of our squad back now, and it's just a question of managing them properly and making sure that they get game time. Because you could see, I thought first half Welsh and Vincent, Dorn looked a wee bit rusty. You know, they haven't played at this level consistently for a while because of injury. Yeah. But second half, they grew into the game a lot better.
That's great.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye.